I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The interesting thing is music speaks to both hemispheres of the brain. That's because language is processed primarily in the left hemisphere of the brain, whereas melody is processed primarily in the right hemisphere of the brain. So when people talk about a song touching mind and heart, that's really what they're referring to, because a song is kind of an all skate. It gets all of the brain involved. And with lyrics, you also have the melody piece and the lyric piece combined to create a memory device. So if I sing something to you, the studies show that you're 9 times likelier to remember what is sung to you than what is spoken to you. Now, reading does a little bit better. Song is about twice as good as reading for retention. But it's just that God has wired us to be responsive to music.
So you had that opportunity to write a song for someone that had been abused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suddenly you're writing songs that you know, you have a number of 11 or so albums in this Music for the Soul, I guess, series. Is that what you'd call it, or is there more than that?
Yes. Well, there's 12 full length projects now, each one dealing with a different topic, and then we have several single songs as well. But what we try to do is engage with a topic. You know, I don't believe people will trust you with their hope unless they believe that you understand their pain. So our projects start in the pain so that the person listening feels known and understood. And then we move through the steps of healing with the idea being that people are set free with the hope of Christ at the end of the project.
So I guess the question is, you know, does it help that a song addresses, you know, something specific? I mean, like eating disorders or cancer or the mm-hmm. loss through mm-hmm. suicide. I mean, is it important to be specific?
I think it is because people around these issues, they feel like they're the only one. It's very typical for somebody to think nobody's ever been as bad as me. Nobody's ever had the kind of shame or guilt or pain that I'm feeling. So people feel isolated, and when we are isolated, we can feel shamed. And so when somebody hears a song and it's speaking their truth, it's like, oh my gosh, if there's a song about this, then how could I be the only one who's ever felt this way? And I think that knowing, that feeling known and understood by God and by other people is the beginning of realizing that we're part of a community of faith, that others can walk with us, that there's hope, that there can be freedom, and that most importantly, that God understands and that, you know, is right there with us in whatever we're going through.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.